Well, hello and welcome everybody to our special online Light in the Darkness service. We're sorry that this year we can't meet in person to have this service as normal, but we hope this will be a way of reflecting with you and your family at this time and acknowledging the difficulties and the struggles, but also the hope in the darkness in this Christmas season for you. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Dave Bruce. I'm the rector of St Andrew's and All Saints. And Peter Myers, the curate, and a couple of our other members of our congregation are going to be helping out with this online service. And before we start the service, you might like to go and find a candle, because we're going to invite you later on in the service, when we light our candles on our Advent wreath in our prayers, we're going to invite you to light a candle to represent your own darkness that you're hoping, that asking God to bring light into. Or maybe for you it might represent a loved one that you're watching this service to remember today. So please do go and find one now and pause this while you do so. We're going to sing some carols in this service, and they'll come on unannounced, but we really encourage you to sing the carols at home, wherever you are watching this from. But we do hope and pray that for you this will be a place to bring the difficult stuff of this difficult year to God. And through this service you will find encouragement and light and peace and comfort. And so let's be still as we begin our service. And as we say these opening words, I encourage you to join in with the bits in white. We meet in the name of a loving God who knows our needs, who hears our cries, who feels our pain, and who heals our wounds. So let us pray. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Come, God, with us, who braves our rejection and hurt, who holds us in acceptance and love. Come, God, for us, who whispers in our ears that each of us are beloved children. Come, God, under us, who cradles us in arms that never grow weary, whose lap has room for all. Come, God, over us, who watches in the long silence of the night, that we might rest in peace. Come, God, beside us, who steadies us when we falter, who lifts us up when we fall. Come, God, behind us, who picks up all the faded dreams we drop along the way and patchworks them into hope. O come, Emmanuel, God with us, now and forevermore.
Surrounded by shadow, we wait for the light. In darkness, our hope flickers dim. Our cry echoes out in the stillness of night. Would you come once again? Come, oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, oh, come.
A reading from Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
An Advent Reflection. The deeper the darkness, the brighter the light shines. For love refuses to be extinguished by despair. Resilience and hope cannot be quenched while the light of love burns steadily. Fueled by courage and by compassion, look for the light and there you will find love.
So our reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God. Thanks be to God. A couple of weeks ago, one of the bulbs in my car headlight went out. Now, with the evenings getting dark so early at this time of year, I spent a few days driving around with only one headlight working. Now, as a result, it was difficult to see where I was going. I would normally be able to see well ahead of the car along the road, but now my vision was considerably impaired and I could only see immediately in front of me. Now, apart from the fact that driving around like that may have been illegal, it was also, without doubt, dangerous. It was a little disorientating and it was easy to get lost and make wrong turns. Driving required more concentration by me as the driver, and certainly more effort. It was harder, it was less enjoyable, and I was definitely more anxious and on edge. And I could really feel the darkness around me when I was driving. I wonder if that description resonates with you at all about how you're feeling as we approach Christmas this year. Does doing life at the moment feel like driving at night with only one headlight working? Do you feel disorientated? And is life hard? Now, let's be honest. Many of us do not look forward to Christmas most years, but this year is particularly difficult. How are you feeling this year? The reality is that many people are struggling. You yourself may be suffering from bereavement, depression, or anxiety. You may have lost a job, a relationship, or be struggling with the isolation and the restrictions that the pandemic is forcing upon us. And in recent weeks, I've become aware of particular struggle for grandparents who are struggling because they're grieving not seeing their children and their grandchildren this Christmas. Are you driving through life without headlights? A little disorientated, a bit lost, taking some wrong turns, and having to really concentrate, perhaps feeling very anxious. Struggling really only to see today and get through today, let alone beginning to think of next year. Are you fumbling around in the dark? First, let me say, if that is you, you are not alone. And secondly, if you are feeling that and you haven't already, then I encourage you, please reach out to those around you. Don't hide. Be courageous and tell someone how you're feeling. If family and friends can't immediately help, then please contact us here at St Andrew's and All Saints. We'd love to talk to you. But thirdly, if that describes you, please know that there is good news. The good news is that we don't need to remain lost in the darkness. There is hope. There is a light that can brighten your world and chase away the darkness. For Christians, the Christmas celebration is not a reenactment of remembrance to an ancient story of a baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years. It really isn't. It is actually the ongoing participation in the living and active reality of the story of humanity. And you are being warmly invited this Christmas to be a part of the hope and the good news of that story. We heard in the reading in John, as John's Gospel, that the Word, which is another name for Jesus, the Son of God, is the source of all life and of all light. And that light shines in the darkness. John tells us that Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He became a human being. Jesus experienced the full nature of humanity. He experienced joy and laughter, friendship and love. He experienced pain, hunger, and he knew troubles. He was born to a people under occupation by an invading enemy, the Romans. He experienced persecution from his own religious leaders. He was chased out of towns and villages and rejected. He knew bereavement and loss. He didn't have a home. He had no regular income. He was abandoned by those who said they loved him. He was tortured, beaten, verbally and physically abused. And he was ultimately crucified. And killed. Jesus knew what it was to be lost in the darkness. Jesus knew and knows what it means to hurt and to grieve and to cry. He knows how you're feeling. And the good news is that Jesus knew that trouble, difficulty, and even death was not the end of the story. No, because Jesus overcame those things. And he overcomes them for you and me. In his own experience, Jesus rose from the grave, overcame death, and now enjoys eternal life and hope. And this is the good news of the Christian faith. This life, with its troubles, with its struggles, its hardships, as well as its joy and its beauty and its wonder, is not the end of the story. There is a resurrected life beyond this material, natural life. Jesus overturns despair into hope. He turns sorrow into joy, fear into peace. This is the promise reaffirmed each year at Christmas as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, but more to the point, hope for his return. I read recently that our physical and spiritual eyes are so often clouded in the tears of life's struggles, i.e. we're so immersed in our pain and hurt and struggles that we find it difficult to see ahead of ourselves. It sounds like me driving around in my car with a broken headlight. But Jesus wipes away our tears. He repairs the bulbs in our headlights and lights the way ahead of us. Now, I got my car headlight fixed, and of course I can now see where I'm going. And driving the car is safer, easier, more peaceful, and it's fine to drive again. And that's like the transformation that is offered through Jesus Christ when we invite him into our lives. If it feels hard to believe that you can hope again, then can I encourage you to gaze upon baby Jesus in the crib afresh this Christmas? When Jesus was born, he was utterly helpless, unable to do anything himself, let alone save the world. But within the baby was the potential and the future to save the world. At the moment of Jesus' birth, we see the glimmer of hope yet to be fulfilled. Can you gaze upon the baby Jesus and dare to believe and to see a glimmer of hope for yourself, knowing that that will grow in the future? Imagine a moment, perhaps the sun rising in the morning, the sun creeping over the dark horizon, the first light rays breaking into the darkness. That's like the glimmer of hope in the baby Jesus. And yet we know that the sun rises, chases the whole night away, and becomes bright through the day. Jesus grows up to become the saviour of the world. He is the light that chases away the darkness in your life. And this Christmas, that glimmer of hope of Jesus can be born again in you. This is the good news of Christmas. So as I draw to a close, I want to extend my heartfelt sadness to you if Christmas is hard. I am sorry if this Christmas will be hard for you, emotionally, spiritually, or practically. But by inviting Jesus into our lives, we invite the light of the world into our lives that will chase away the struggles, the darkness of the struggles of our life. Jesus will bring hope, peace, comfort, and joy. He will light the way ahead of you as we journey into the new year. And so let me ask you, if you would like to invite Jesus into your life, if you would like to do that, let me share a prayer that you might like to say to yourself wherever you are now. If you would like to see that hope reborn in you, then say this prayer with me. Dear Father God, I want to invite the light of the world into my life. I'm sorry that I have not recognized the light before, and I'm sorry that I've done life my own way. But now, I invite you, Jesus, the light of the world, into my life to chase away the darkness. Jesus, show me the way and bring me a new hope, a new peace, and a new comfort. Amen. And if you've said that prayer out loud or in your heart, let me just pray for you. Lord, I thank you for all those that have shared and said that prayer, having invited Jesus in. Lord Jesus, would you comfort everyone who said that prayer? And would you show yourself to them this Christmas? Amen. And if you have said that prayer, I want to encourage you, we've got the Alpha course that is starting in the new year. It's a course that just shares the an opportunity to talk about the Christian faith, ask questions, and to discover who Jesus is and to explore whether it's a faith for you. And if you would like to come and explore that your faith, then please get in contact. We'd love to invite you onto the Alpha course that starts in January. And the other thing is, please contact us. We'd love to talk to you if you have shared that prayer, or if you'd like other questions, have other questions about the Christian faith. So let me finish there with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Lord, show yourself afresh to us this Christmas, and may you be the hope in our darkness. Amen.
Let us pray. We light this candle to remember those whom we have loved and lost. We pause to remember clearly their faces, their voices, their bodies. We embrace and give thanks for the memories that bind them to us in this season of expectation, when all creation waits for the light.
We remember them with love. May God's eternal love surround them.
And so we come to remember the loved ones that we have lost in recent times. And you might like to light your own candle to remember your special loved one in this moment. Jeremy Attree, Gordon Morris, Ina Jennings, Peter Oliver, Graham Evans, Stanley Smith, Brian George, Doris June Owers, Evelyn Gilchrist, Ray Hooper, Irene Fountain, Andrea Faraday, Derek Haggett, Gillian Bayliss, Colwyn Robinson, James Jauncey, Jean Holman, Beryl Reynolds, Dennis Wilcox, Joyce Dorr, Margaret Dupe, Lisa Robinson, Eliza Davidson, Joan Fowler, Roland Hargreaves, David Barr Hamilton, Marjorie Woolhouse, Stephen Lines, Teresa Pierce, Mavis Smith, Megan Oliver, John Rennie, Margaret Rennie, Pablo De La Guerra, Ernest Williamson, Thomas Williamson, Dorothy Shaw, Donald Powell, Minnie Powell, Zoe Powell, Phoebe Powell, Simeon Powell, Amelia Powell, Rod Simmons, Sally Morrison, Jean Mayer, Dennis Mitchell, Lynn Raystrick, Shirley Hancock, Ken Cole, Jim Mitchell, Harry Matthews, Jill Shoesmith, Bill Kerr, Kim Man Young, Christine Stevens, John Stevens, Anne McCauley, and Ina Smith.
Colin Lloyd, and anyone else that we would like to remember before God today.
We light this second candle to remember the pain of loss. Loss of relationships, loss of trust, loss of jobs, loss of health, loss of faith, loss of joy. We acknowledge and embrace the pain of the past, O God, and we offer it to you, asking that into our wounded hearts and open hands you will place the gift of peace. Shalom. We remember that through you all things are possible. Refresh, restore, renew us, O Lord God, and lead us into your future.
We light this third candle to remember ourselves this Christmas time. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us years that have been heavy with our burdens. We accept and lay before you, O God, the sharpness of memory, the sadness and grief, the hurt and fear, the anger and pain. We remember that though it has felt at times like we were journeying alone, that your love and your presence were always with us, guiding us, walking alongside us.
We light this fourth candle to remember faith, the gift of light and hope that God offers to us in the stories of Christmas. Those stories which begin in abandonment, insecurity, and humbleness in a poor stable. We remember that the loving God who came to share this life with us is still at work in this world and promises us his light, his comfort, and his peace.
And just before we say our final blessing, we want to just tell you about a few things which we are doing as a church, which may be able to support you at this time. And first of all, Angela's going to come and share about our side-by-side bereavement cafe.
Yes, you might have joined us today because you've recently experienced the loss of a loved one, perhaps in the last few months or even in the last few years. Bereavement can feel like a very, very dark place and a lonely place, even when you've got supportive family and friends around you. If this is you, you might be interested in Side by Side. It was set up at St Andrews in March 2019, and it became a safe place for people to share their stories, a place where it was okay to cry, and a place to laugh. People told me it was reassuring to know that others had the same feelings of helplessness, despair and anger, which often appeared as if from nowhere, completely unexpected. Side by Side hasn't been able to meet recently, but we're hoping to start again in the new year. So if you think you'd be interested in this, please phone the church office on Malvern 576582 for more details, or to be put in touch with one of the team.
Hello, I'm Ali. I'd like to tell you about an initiative we've got that we'd like to invite you to join in. This year's been very difficult for some people, and especially difficult if you've lost somebody, and we're inviting you to come and put a stone on our cairn out of the front of St Andrew's Church so that you can put down your cares. We're also inviting you to pick up a card that says hope on it, because we know that there's hope in the future.
So do get in touch if you would like details of any of those things. And I want to encourage you to continue to connect with us in our Christmas services and in our services in the new year too. Details are all on the website at www.standrewsandallsaints.org, and details of Alpha 2. And the one thing I would also encourage you to look at is over December, we've been doing an online Advent calendar of hope, where 24 people in our church have told a daily story of finding hope in really tough times. And if you haven't already logged into our Advent calendar, then I really encourage you to find that on the website and look back at the different stories. We've had stories of hope in bereavement, of hope in depression, of hope in losing a job, all sorts of different stories there, which I hope will bring you hope this Christmas. And if, as Peter said, you'd like to follow up a little bit more about what Christmas really means and who Jesus really is, then actually one thing we'd like to do is to send you a little copy of this booklet, which is called Making the Christmas Connection. And if you email me at rector@standrewsandallsaints.org and just ask me to send you one, then we'll pop that in the post to you too. So a final blessing as we go from here. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Come, light of life, lighten the darkness in our lives with your mighty words of love. Lighten our hearts with the joy of your promise coming. Lighten our world with the hope that faith in you brings. And so we travel towards Christmas Day in the peace of Jesus Christ. May his peace that lightens the soul with faith, lifts the spirit with hope, and leavens the world with love be yours today and always. And the blessing of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with you and remain with you now and always. Amen. And God bless.